Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Samach Tes, Baba Basra 169b, pagination is 338. We're going to start midway on the page at the end of a line with the word Hahi. Our topic is outlined in the Gemara about four lines earlier. Achrayis taus sofer hu. Achrayis, the concept that a person is responsible to make good on a real estate sale, and that if the property has a lien on it that was not known to be relevant and ends up causing the buyer to lose the property, he has the right to go back to the seller and reclaim his money. Achrayis, that responsibility to replace the field, to replace the money, to make good on the sale, is ta'us sofer hu, is considered a mistake in the transaction, and it's as if the sofer did write in the document that the seller is taking such responsibility. The only way that a person would be buying the property on speculation, and if it turns out that there's a lien, whatever happens, happens, would be if they specifically wrote in the document that the seller is not taking responsibility, in which case, that's true. The lien would take the property away from the buyer, and the buyer would have no recourse. The case over here that we will explore is the case of shlichus. A person sent somebody else into the marketplace, so to speak, to buy a field, and that person bought it shelo ba'achrayis, without protection. And as the Be'er HaGola writes in Simon Kuf Pei Beis, the case must be that he wrote it specifically not taking responsibility, because if it was just written stam, we just learned, achrayis taus sofer hu, it's as if it was written in, and it's the scribe's mistake, but really the transaction is with responsibility. So the case has to be that they specifically wrote in the document, no responsibility. And now he comes back to the person who sent him to buy the field and presents him or her with this document. Ta-da, here's the field I bought for you. And the person who sent him says, you got a terrible deal. You bought it without achrayis, without responsibility. That could be like throwing your money out the window, because if there's a lien on it, we're going to lose the field and have no recourse. And the question here is, how does that play out? What are the messenger's responsibilities in such a case? Says the Gemara, Hahi itza, there was a case of a lady, diyava lezuze leahu gavra, she gave her money to a certain person, lemizben la'ara, to buy a property for her. Ozal, he went, zavin la shaloba achrayis, he used her money, and he bought the property for her without responsibility. And as we're explaining, it was written like that specifically in the document, that if it's torn away from you, you can't go back to the seller. Asya l'kamei de Rav Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman, Omalei, and he quoted a specific Talmudic rule. L'tikune shedartech velo l'ufsi. I sent you to rectify. I didn't send you to ruin things. And that's the claim that the woman who sent this messenger will have. I sent you to do good, and if you do good, you're my messenger. But if you do your merry thing, which is bad for me, then you're no longer my messenger. And the transaction did not take place on my behalf. And so Rav Nachman said, Zil zavna minei shaloba achrayis. You should now go and buy the field from the seller according to the terms that you made up with him, but you can't make those terms up on behalf of the woman. Those are terms that you agreed upon. So you should buy it from him, shelo b'achrayis, without responsibility. V'hadar zovna ne'ela b'achrayis, and then you should sell it to her with responsibility. And like this, the mistake that you made is something that you're taking responsibility for. Now, the Sema writes in Sifkaton Yud that had the shaliach, the messenger, notified the seller that he was representing somebody else, then he would be able to drop this thing and say it was a mistake. I thought I was making a transaction on her behalf. It turns out that she doesn't agree, and in Beis Din, her objections are being supported because it was a real botch up of a deal. Why would you throw money at a property and not have achrayis, which is the stam, which is the norm? Why wouldn't you do it with responsibility? And therefore, he could drop the deal and be over with it because he notified the seller that he was representing somebody else. But over here, it's a situation where he did not notify the seller that he was representing somebody else. And as we see worded over here, he was using the woman's money. So the transaction does not really take place because he's using the woman's money and the woman is not buying. But perhaps the word misled the seller, or he didn't notify the seller and the seller is under the impression that it's a good sale, a straightforward sale between him and this man standing in front of him that unbeknownst to him is a messenger. And therefore, Rav Nachman said, you're supposed to make good on the deal. Perhaps it's as if the money becomes yours for the transaction as a loan from the woman, if we want to be very bold here. But it's not really, because it's clear both from the Gemara and from Shulchan Aruch, HaShaliach lokeach osa la'atzmo shelo ba'achrayis. He's got to go ahead and do the purchase without responsibility, kamosha osa, like he did. The chozer umocher lemeshaleach ba'achrayis, and then he turns around and sells that property to the person who sent him with achrayis. Hoil v'kana osa b'ma'osav, because you acquired it with the money of the mishaleach, of the person who sent you, therefore you have to make good on all this. The obvious question which needs to be explored is, how binding is this really? Could the shliach, the messenger, back out and say, listen, it was a mistake? You want to say I misled the seller? So say that I misled the seller, but now that I realize the foolishness of the transaction, it's been made clear to me, the woman doesn't want it. Beis Din says that she is the one who's correct. Achrayis is a toa sofer who the norm would be with responsibility. Is there, bottom line, a transaction that took place on some level? Is he responsible, truly, to make good on the sale or not? That needs to be explored. But certainly, if he wants to make good, he's supposed to make good. If he wants to clear up what happened, he made a commitment to buy. He gave the seller the impression that he bought. And therefore, his only recourse in order to make good on everything is to indeed buy it according to the terms that were agreed, and then sell it to the person who sent him, in this case the woman, according to the normal terms, which are with achrayus, with responsibility. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.